Let's go on. Luke 10:19. Jesus sent out the 70. Remember that story? Let's just look. I'm going to look at it right quick. Luke chapter 10. Not going to read all of them. Just kind of skip over. We'll start at verse 1. And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. And sent, what did he do? Sent them. Do you have it? Do we need to wait a minute? That's fine. Sometimes, for those who don't know, that computer moves slow. Lord, thank you for a faster program. It's the program, actually. And he sent how many? Other 70. And he did what? He sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. See what he did? He sent them in his place. Right? Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Care ye not neither purse nor strip, nor shoes, nor salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever city ye enter, first say, peace be unto this house. And if the Son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. We won't go into, we'll skip down to, he says, verse 17, and it says, and the 70 returned. They did what he said, right? You being God's man, you'll get the results. It said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So the point being, if you are sent and we are called and we are sent, Satan has no choice but to bow his knee. Glory to God. That's becoming and being God's man. That's another thing that you should do. I'll make sure I get to the right one. Praise God. Well, let's see. Ephesians 6:18. Here's another one. Many of us know that one. It says what? Praying always with what? All prayer. What kind of, how many? All prayer. And what? Supplication. Come on. In the spirit. Watching what? Come on. Thereunto. With all perseverance. Come on. And supplication. For how many saints? All saints. So you're supposed to be praying for the saints too. Becoming and being God's man. I'm not going to make you jump up and down and shout. I'm going to teach you something today. Praise God. That's becoming and being God's man, woman. That you do what? Pray. The key of this scripture is pray. Prayer. Being God's man. Hallelujah. Next one. And we're moving right along. Psalm 130. Make sure I'm in the right one. Nope, that's the wrong one. It's Luke 18:1. Saying what we just talked about, backing up what I just said, that men ought to always pray and what? Not faint. So you ought to always what?
Pray.
And not faint. Not only just pray. We got prayers out there, but they're falling still. And not faint. The point I want to make is that when you do God's will, when you do, excuse me, God will do. And that it takes more than staying at home and praying. How? Study, show thyself approved. If I didn't know how to do my job, I wouldn't have it long. I work at Winchester. If I didn't know what I was doing, I wouldn't have my job long. You wouldn't either. Hey, man, you wouldn't be of no use to them. Why are they going to pay you to do something you can't do? Why is God going to bless you to do something you ain't doing? So if you study to show yourself approved, I go in and I learn my job. I don't think I learned it as fast as they wanted me to, but I didn't quit because I can do my job. There's still things on that these particular machines that I run that I don't know, but I can do my job well enough. They're not trying to just get rid of me because I'm not performing. Listen to this. I have to, on a daily basis now, a weekly work basis, perform and continue to perform my job well in order to keep it. I'm talking to somebody now. I must show up. I must be on time. I must stay until my shift is over. Am I talking to somebody today? Titus 3:9, watch this. And here's the don't side. We're going to go to this. We got to read these. Titus 3:9. I think I need to pull this up on my phone. Get in time to get it on the screen. And I'm going to pull this up. And read from my iPad. Y'all ready? Listen now. Come on, look now. Look at this. Bishop said, man, you act like I ain't quoting him exactly, but the Bible ain't hard to understand. Just read it. Look at this. But avoid, do what? What does avoid mean? Foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about what? The law. For they are what? All you get all you can from it. They are what? Unprofitable. And you see these ministers getting off? They go doing foolish stuff. The Bible says, preach the word. But what about this? And all you got to do is just do the word. They'll take one part of the scripture and then try to expound on it. And it's just foolish. That's how you get off. Come on, watch this. Let's go to the next one. Let me find it. My phone is so much smaller. Chapter 2 of the same book, back up a chapter in verse 8. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed. Having no evil thing to say of you. Have what? You get out there and hanging with them folks. You ain't supposed to be hanging around. Then you start acting like they act. Then they got something to say bad about you. You have put yourself in a situation for them to speak bad of you. That's foolish. Well, I'm going to preach the gospel. And I'm going, don't go if he didn't tell you to go. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Yeah, it says preach the gospel. But where? Where should I be? That's why I'm telling you, this is the point I want. Becoming and being God's man. If you'll seek and show, study to show yourself approved, get into this word, then he can lead and guide you. Glory to God.